The gossip blog Gawker is going to court to find out if Fox News chairman Roger Ailes encouraged Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to run for president. Journalist John Cook says in a formal complaint that a strong public interest exists in knowing whether the executive in charge of the nation's most watched cable news channel is acting as a political consultant to a prospective Republican presidential candidate. Roger Ailes, of course, began his career as a consultant to Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan before taking over Fox News. And if he is now acting secretly as a consultant, it wouldn't be the first time, according to our guest Tim Dickinson, who reports that Roger Ailes submitted testimony to Congress that he left consultant work in 1992, when in fact in 1993 he was being paid by the tobacco industry to help fight the Clinton health care plan. As we said, he's now head of Fox News, and Fox, of course, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who's in the middle of that cell phone hacking scandal. Some have wondered, will those techniques cross the pond? Well, Tim Dickinson writes they already have. In an article in the next issue of Rolling Stone, he writes about a Murdoch-owned marketing company in the U.S. that hacked into a rival's computer. And he joins us now on a shaky phone line, sorry about that, to talk about some past writing. Tim, in your June article about Roger Ailes, this is before the British scandal broke, you write about disgruntled Fox News executives who told you they thought there already was cell phone hacking at Fox News.
It's interesting. I didn't take them these accusations all that seriously at the time because they seemed a bit paranoid. But I think at this point you can't, you know, all bets are off about what's actually going on at this company. Within Fox News, there's a brain room, so-called. It's a sort of in-house opposition research firm that was originally set up by one of Roger Ailes' former political protégés from his consulting work. And one of the Fox News former executives was convinced that this brain room had hacked his phone and had sort of disclosed him as a secret source to an article that appeared in New York Magazine many years ago. And a separate Fox News executive related to me that there was a belief within Fox News that the phones of the operation itself were tapped and that people needed to be cautious about what was said and to whom. So this is, in some sense, passing on speculation, but I don't think that it can be quite so easily dismissed any longer.
Well, take us through the birth of Fox News. It had its seeds in the 70s. TVN, that was a network owned by arch-conservative Joseph Kors. Its goal was stated to get out ideological pieces to stations. A young Roger Ailes ran the newsroom. TVN failed in the 70s. Ailes went back to consulting. Then 2 decades later, in 1996, meets up with someone who seems to be his soulmate, Rupert Murdoch. You talked to early employees, and early employees have talked to other biographers who've said that the ideological plan was pretty clear.
My colleague John Cook has recently uncovered memos from the Nixon White House showing that the plan for TVN appeared to originate in the West Wing. So this is a long-range strategic plan to put conservatives on television in a way that's not mediated, so that they're not skeptical reporters standing in the way of Sarah Palin and her audience, but rather someone like Sean Hannity, who, you know, serves up sort of a talking points home run derby.
Roger Ailes has said repeatedly there's a separation between news and opinion. But you remind us of when that separation was blurred, like in the 2000 elections when George Bush's cousin was the consultant that night and announced George Bush the winner, some would say prematurely, at 2 in the morning. And yet, just, you know, as Fox News grows, do we see Rupert Murdoch also putting his imprint on Fox News? We're reading now how much he would interfere with news coverage at his other media holdings.
Well, the relationship between Fox News and Murdoch is a little bit complicated. In recent years, Fox News has grown enormously profitable, which is something that has allowed Rupert Murdoch to pursue his love of newspapers, acquiring the Wall Street Journal at quite a loss. And so Ailes has, in some sense, become quite an independent animal because he is such a profit center within News Corp.
In fact, you say employees at Fox say there's no firewall between Roger Ailes and the news, that he constantly sends memos, messages as to how he wants it covered?
Right. Daily, throughout the Bush administration, there was a memo produced in the morning that detailed talking points that were supposed to be incorporated into the daily news programming. It was also revealed by Scott McClellan, Bush's former spokesman, that the White House was delivering talking points to Fox operatives as well.
Well, and it's not surprising, given, again, what we are learning about Rupert Murdoch's involvement in his other media holdings. But what was surprising in your article is that what seemed to be a marriage made in heaven between Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes has soured. How so?
Well, it goes to this idea that Roger Ailes is ungovernable. You know, he started off as a loyal deputy, and certainly in their right-wing ideology, they share a lot of kinship. But Murdoch's politics are more flexible than Ailes. He's backed Tony Blair's government for a long time, and, you know, only more recently switched again to back David Cameron. And it's a matter of using media influence to maximize sort of lobbying power. But, the younger generation of Murdochs are more worldly, more concerned about global warming and other issues of the modern world that places them at stark odds with Roger Ailes and his insistence that global warming is, a hoax.
Didn't you write that some of the younger Murdochs have convinced their father that, in fact, climate change does exist? And when I said soured, well, you quote Michael Wolff, Rupert Murdoch's biographer, as saying members of the Murdoch family hate Roger Ailes.
This is some deep enmity that has developed over the years. What Fox News has done is to twin right-wing editorializing and enormous profitability. And so it's all one animal, and that's in part why it's so brilliant. But because it is so profitable and so necessary for the broader operation, it also makes Ailes himself unaccountable in scheme of things instead of a loose cannon.
You also quote Michael Wolff as saying Rupert Murdoch is afraid of Roger Ailes.
And certainly that's true. You know, at some point in recent years, Ailes' pay packages was actually larger than Rupert's. And so the power that has accrued to this one individual is really just enormous. And his sway and sort of essentially leadership of the Republican Party makes him a tremendous force, as this is causing News Corp so many financial problems, scuttling the takeover bid for B Sky B. Ailes' position is even stronger. Every cent of profits that they bring in are really crucial to the long-term survival of News Corp.
Well, you mentioned the Republican Party, and you have an interesting quote from former Bush speechwriter David Frum.
The quote from Frum was that they used to believe that Fox News worked for them, and now Republicans are coming to understand that they work for Fox News, and that's because Fox News can control the message.
That's Tim Dickinson. We'll link you to his articles in Rolling Stone talking about the relationship between Roger Ailes of Fox News and his boss, Rupert Murdoch of News Corp. Tim, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.